I mentioned this just before the news, but this is a developing story. There's been a stabbing at Riverwood. We believe this looks like a tragic, tragic incident. A three-year-old has been killed in Riverwood. We just received a report from the New South Wales Police, and they say it happened at 4 o'clock this afternoon. A three-year-old is dead. Ruth Wynne Williams, she's a news reporter and she's covering the story. Ruth, this is dreadful. What's happened?
Yeah, Chris, good evening. It's really, really grim news, and you have to forgive me. My crew and I are making our way to this scene, and we're just travelling through some of Sydney's tunnels right now. So if the call drops out, we're on the move. So that's what's happening. There is a huge scene in Riverwood right now, a huge police response. The call came in, a concern for welfare, around 4 p.m.
Yeah, it looks like those tunnels have got Ruth's phone reception, unfortunately, but I'll read out the information that we do know. So this is straight from the New South Wales Police media release. 4 o'clock this afternoon, emergency services were called to a unit complex on Washington Avenue at Riverwood following reports of a concern for welfare. Campsie Police Area Command, they're attended, and a three-year-old boy has been found deceased inside the unit, and a 45-year-old man was located by police with serious injuries. He was treated by paramedics at the scene and now has been taken to hospital in a critical condition. Police have established a crime scene, commenced an investigation into the circumstances surrounding the incident, but anyone with information is being asked to call Crime Stoppers, 1-800-333-000. I think I've got Ruth Wynne Williams back on the line. Ruth, what more do you know? Yeah, Ruth's... It's very clear that the WestConnex tunnels have got Ruth's mobile phone reception all over the place, but it's very, very sad news. A three-year-old boy has been found dead in Riverwood at a unit complex on Washington Avenue at Riverwood following reports of a concern for welfare.